I'm Ross Reynolds here with reporter John Ryan. And John, in your report, we just heard you mention that there was clear cutting right up to the edge of the no cutting zone, and that could be dangerous. Is the Department of Natural Resources looking into expanding that no cutting zone in light of what happened in Oso?
They say they're committed to learning from this landslide, and they're studying it, and they're open to reviewing their policies.
Why isn't the Department of Natural Resources talking?
I don't know. They went from openness and accountability to just not taking questions overnight. And, you know, Austin Jenkins and I both pushed hard to get an interview with someone there yesterday, but they wouldn't play ball. And that was odd since I had this long interview with State Forester Aaron Everett. He's the top forestry official, just the day before. And he told me that Washington State is one of the best in the country in making sure that logging doesn't cause landslides or other environmental problems.
The set of forest practices protections that's in place in Washington is unlike any other in the nation, and is born from a foundation in science that's as strong or stronger than any other in the nation.
The bottom line here for me, as I heard your story, was just this question: could this logging have caused a landslide?
It could have, but we don't know that, and we need to be cautious about that. One thing we do know right now is that several big landslides in recent decades at that very spot did follow clearcutting. But those earlier clearcuts were a lot bigger than the one that I talked about in my story.
Now, part of the job of the Department of Natural Resources is to manage the forest lands to avoid landslides. How good a job are they doing on that? What's their record?
They have a track record, according to their own studies, of doing a poor job of recognizing what areas need to be protected from logging, that is, to avoid landslides. After there was a rash of landslides on timberlands in southwest Washington back in 2007, DNR found that a third of those landslides took place in spots that the state hadn't even pegged as being prone to landslides.
Now, the rescue isn't even complete yet. Can we say what caused this latest landslide?
No, we can't yet. DNR and some outside geologists I've been talking with, they agree that we shouldn't jump to conclusions about what caused this catastrophic slide. DNR says it has already started a study to look into the causes. And one interesting thing to me, I read they have to go fast because those cleanup efforts can actually destroy evidence of the landslide that the geologists might need to be able to understand what happened.
Well, we talked a little bit about the logging. What else may have caused it?
Well, certainly the heavy, heavy rain that the Cascade Foothills have had this month. And DNR officials have suggested that the river there, the North Fork Stillaguamish, might have been undercutting the riverbank, which could kind of destabilize the hillside above it. And that's possible, but it is interesting that after a big slide there in 2006, the Stillaguamish tribe, they put a big log jam in there with big old trees and cables tying it together to hold the riverbank in place. I talked with the geologist Paul Kennard, who worked on the site in the 80s and 90s.
That effectively armored the bottom of the landslide, so there was effectively no bank erosion. The river was not eating at the base of the slide since at least 2007.
So, John, what's next on this story?
Well, for one thing, I hope to get to talk to the landowner who did that clear cut. He's up in Mount Vernon, and I was told he's been out of the country and getting back today.
John Ryan, KUOW reporter, covering the why of the big landslide in Oso. This is The Record on KUOW.